Kate, Dundalk, centre half, Sean, Hoare, Sean. Great night for you. I know you won the league a couple of weeks ago, but the celebrations tonight were something special.
Yeah, definitely. It feels like it's been a long time coming because we celebrated the league a few times now and we finally got our hands on the trophy, so yeah, special night.
It's looking at tonight's game, I mean, you treated it thoroughly professionally. You went out for the win tonight and you know, you got it. It was a fantastic start. You know, you missed a penalty. There was a penalty missed and there was a goal disallowed, but you just swamped Cork tonight.
We really started off well. You know, our goal was to just keep momentum going. We had that points total, points record to aim for, and we had it's the cup final now in 2 weeks, so we're going to keep building momentum and we can't really just, you know, be flat until the final and then expect to up it again, do you know what I mean? So we have to keep our standards up and everybody's fighting here for a spot for the final as well in the starting 11, so it's really driving competition.
What does it mean to yourself to having won a league medal at Dundalk? How does it feel?
Yeah, brilliant. That's why I came to the club, to lift trophies and have league medals and everything that comes with it. So it's just one step in the right direction and hopefully many more to come.
When Sean Gannon was injured, you came in at full back and then you slotted into the centre half position and then you formed that formative position in between yourself and either Gartland or Daniel Cleary as well. Dan Cleary is a young man for the future and for the present too. He's a fabulous player.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think whoever slots into the defence,
it's great to have such plentiful reserves.
Yeah, exactly. We've each created you know, good partnerships. And no matter who plays, really, it's you know, you're going to be tight and solid, and just shows the strength and depth that we have in the team. And yeah, Dan's been unbelievable all season. And you know, it's definitely, he needs to stay here because he's a brilliant talent.
You made a decision to come here last year. You didn't get the league title or the cup last year. Yes, absolutely. You got it this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got the league title.
Yeah, last year was very disappointing for us. Obviously, we had a lot of new players and stuff like that, and it was just, maybe it took us a long time to you know, bet in and stuff like that. But obviously Cork were flying last year. They didn't lose a game for the first 20 or something, so it was tough to claw that back after a few bad results for us. But look, that was kind of a stepping stone for this year, and we came in pre-season and just fucking, sorry, we just you know, fixed everything, and obviously the results speak for themselves.
The team this year are phenomenal.
Yeah, we've been, the lads personally, they've been setting records, like, you know, for themselves, been setting records and obviously setting records as a team. So you know, I don't think we realise how good it is now. We'll look back and just come and realise what we did.
It's ironic tonight too, your old manager Liam Buckley was at the stands tonight watching you. I don't know if you were aware of that, were you?
No, I didn't.
And he's reportedly the new manager of Sligo. You probably heard that too. I don't know if you did or not, but he's going to Sligo, so he was there tonight running the real open space. He must have been wondering why he ever let you go.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But yeah, look, it's Sligo getting a good manager in him, and yeah, I wish him all the best.
Listen, you've the cup final on Sunday week, or Sunday fortnight. You're confident you're going to win that?
Yeah, look, we're confident in our own ability. We've done really well this year, but it's obviously a one-off game and anything can happen. So you saw what happened last year. I think we dominated and they just stuck in there, and it goes down to penalties. It's a lottery, so, you know, nobody really cares how you play once you win. So we're going to prepare well now and do our best.
Yeah. It's the best luck, Sean.
Cheers, thanks.
And thanks for all your cooperation.
No worries. No
worries. Robbie.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Just give me a second. Yeah.